Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about terrible teachers, but let me... This happens every time.
Disclaimer.
As a whole, teachers are awesome. We love you. We know you have a really hard job and whatever. And I'm going to go 95% of you are great.
You're stellar.
You are.
You get A+.
You do. There's 5% of you that are shady. When Steve and I were growing up, there were teachers, I think they were solely in the game so that they could punch kids.
Yeah, because they knew they could. I got manhandled.
You got roughed up, dude.
I did, so you got punched out in the hallway.
Dang. I just got throat held up against lockers by the principal.
Yeah. Ooh. I got throat held, backed up to a cement wall, and my head banged repeatedly against the wall.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of deserved it.
I'm going to say this. I didn't. I was merely being funny.
You were.
And Mr. Grauberger didn't get it yet.
Grauberger has a bad sense of humor, that Grauberger.
In his defense.
Oh, here we go. Wasn't all Grauberger,
yeah,
was it?
Middle school, because by the end of my middle school tenure, he loved me.
He finally got your sense of humor?
Yeah. But this was, so middle school back in our day, Amber, was 7 through 9.
That's true.
So in 6th grade, we went to tour the school, and that's when he didn't know my sense of humor yet, so I'm just like, snarky comment after everything on the tour, and he finally turned around and grabbed me by the throat and held me up against the lockers.
Just on the tour?
On the tour, in 6th grade, I was like, I'm not going to middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it scared the crap out of me.
It's like, let him be.
Yes. But now, I mean, by the time once he was around me enough, we had...
He ever apologize for throat?
I don't think he remembered throat holding.
He does it so often that he just couldn't remember.
Can you imagine if somebody today did that?
Oh my gosh, all hell would break
loose. Yeah. It'd be protests.
It'd be everything.
So the reason we're kind of talking about terrible teachers, we'll take violence, we'll take whatever, but there's like 20 stories in the news right now where...
Relations.
And it's all female teachers now.
Again. We haven't had any bad, you know, it was always dudes. Well, we haven't had that.
Growing up, it was dudes, right?
Always dudes. Never.
The way you said that, Amber, did it happen to you? Did you have, you didn't sleep with anybody.
No. Although, I would have had a major crush on my AP Gov teacher, Mr. Poole. Oh, God, I can't believe I just said his name. I hope he's not listening. Me and my friend Gina, we had the hots for him. And if we would have had a shot... I think it would have happened.
This was in middle school?
No.
Elementary, Steve.
We were seniors in high school. It was AP Gov. We were 18. It would have been legal. But no, I did have a very, very inappropriate middle school teacher.
Here we go.
He was our woodshop teacher, and there was me and maybe like 4 or 5 other girls that were like friends, and we used to like, you know, sit in the corner and giggle and like do our projects together, and he would always come around and just like be weird and like act like he's helping, but like touch you weird.
Actually touch.
One time I had a tag sticking out of the back of my shirt, and he reached down and tucked my tag in and was like,
I'm just going to help you out
with that, and like grazed my back. And I was like, eventually we actually did have to have conversations with like the principal, and I believe there was like a detective involved. Jeez. It got bad.
Let me guess. Shop teacher, he touched you with his 4-finger.
Yes, the nubby finger.
He did have a nubby.
Yes.
The auto body teacher and the shop teacher, it's a requirement of the job to be missing at least part of a finger.
Because then you're not legit.
No, they're like, wait, you work with wood? Show me. it's the index finger on my left hand. There it is.
All right. You're right.
You're right. You're good. My shop teacher was like...
Lecherous, too?
No, he was missing like almost all of his fingers. So there is a tipping point where you're not even a good teacher anymore. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I don't think we're going to trust you to show him how to use a saw.
Yeah, two hooks.
He's like, hey, we're good.
Speaking of fingers, I also had a math teacher who had one single long nail, and we all knew what that was for.
Whoa.
He was all like, yes.
He had a Coke nail in what grade?
High school.
What?
And we all knew. We're like, you're not. And like, yeah, it was just very obvious. And I can't believe they just let her get away with that.
Yeah, that's.
They just let her have her Coke nail.
Can I say this? I think when you get out of school to be a teacher, you should have to do like kindergarten through fourth grade, because if you get to teach high school, you're only 4 years apart.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's a recipe for, you're 22 and they're 18.
That was the teacher I had a crush on. He was super young. He just graduated, like, and we didn't have a huge age difference.
No.
And it was.
You need the old teachers in high school.
Yep.
So they're not as.
And there's like some sort of like lack of like authority around it. I think.
Amber Poole. That's got a nice
It's got a good ring. We should look him up. All right. So if you've had a terrible teacher, it doesn't have to just be like, it can be elementary school. It can be a college professor. We don't care. We want to hear your terrible teacher tales. Going back to the stories in the news, there's two different stories of teachers having relations. One of them in Oklahoma was having threesomes with their students. Here's what I don't get.
What?
Has any teacher had relations with a student and not got caught? Like, you're having relations with a young man who's not going to shut up.
Right, he's going to brag to everybody.
I'm hitting Miss Jones! Like, he's just going to, like,
yes,
what are you doing?
You know it's coming.
The girls probably are dealing with, like, a little shame and embarrassment, and the, like, young boys
you're
are like, look what I did last weekend. Like,
every one of them gets caught, and it's not, nobody's going to go, oh, it's understandable, you're in, you're going to jail.
Yes.
After Mary Kay Letourneau or whatever, that lady, she was still married to the student.
Do they have kids together or something?
Yeah. A couple.
And she like went back.
I think they had one kid while she was in prison.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's love.
She started with this dude when he was 13.
Oh, so that's the only person that he's been with. He doesn't know anybody else.
Likely so, yes.
Yikes.
He's mad. Just one last quick observation. They're all, pretty much all of them are hot. All the teachers are hot.
All the hot teachers are.
I know. I'm saying the hot teachers are the ones. If you need relations from someone outside your marriage, you don't have to sleep with a child.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I saw a gallery pictures of all the
mug shots in there. It's
and
like
they're all pretty. Yeah, they all got it going on.
One last terrible. I know that was a terrible observation, and Amber's like sitting over there ready to throw judgment. What difference does it make? Ugly teachers need love too. There was a professor at Drexel University who stole $185,000 in grants and spent it all on porn. Well, he spent on adult entertainment, sports bars, and other unauthorized things.
Oh,
holy
my gosh.
So it doesn't just have to be being groped by a three-fingered teacher.
Right.
Or sleeping with somebody or being held up against the wall. Whatever you figured out that made a teacher absolutely terrible, we want to hear your story. David?
Yay.
Hang on, David. We've got VD on you.
Voice disguiser.
We don't want you to be all VD'd up. What's your terrible teacher?
Well, we had many. When I grew up in middle school, every teacher had their own custom paddle. So our shop teacher had a plexiglass paddle with holes in it. Our gym teacher had a baseball bat sawed in half. We had another teacher had a broken piece of wood. I mean, every teacher had a paddle, could use it any time on anyone. I mean, we saw girls get paddled. I mean, it was ridiculous.
They were allowed to hit anyone when it was this a Catholic school?
No. No.
Whoa.
And they could hit them for any reason. And the worst part about it is you went home with a note, and then your parents saw it, and then you got swatted by your parents.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The shop teacher already hit me with plexiglass.
Right.
I don't need to be punished anymore.
And my parents have a custom paddle when they get home. So it's like,
they have a paddle teaching class like at Home Depot. That is.
Wow, that's so illegal.
That's
nowadays.
Intense.
How long ago was this?
Probably, let me think about this, in the early 80s. 81,
yeah.
82.
What?
That seems late for that, but that's amazing. Thank you for the call, man.
Damn.
They would burn the school down now.
Oh my gosh, that would never happen.
Ever. DJ?
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
So it wasn't me, but my husband went to school, high school, with a kid who was sleeping with one of the teachers.
Nice.
He got her pregnant. They got found out. She went to prison, had the baby in prison. I think, if I remember correctly, her parents had custody of the baby. And then by the time she was out, he was graduated 18. They're now married and have, like, two more kids together.
Holy.
Wait, was the teacher the girl or the boy?
The girl.
Okay, so she went to prison for that. She was just another Mary Kay Letourneau.
Okay.
And they're together still.
Yep.
See, that's true,
like,
love.
10 years later, they just had their 10-year reunion, so yeah.
Dang,
oh, you go to the reunion to hook up people for three ways? What in the world? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the one time in life that Steve believes in true love.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like Steve never is cheering for love except in this instance.
Yeah, oh, my God, it's a teacher with a kid? Yeah.
So
true
in love.
Can't help who you love, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Allie?
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
How are you? Okay, so high school English teacher. I had walked in one day. I was late to class, I'll admit it. Had shorts on, so I had my back turned to him, and he asked me, he goes, do you want to turn yourself into the principal's office? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, no. And I was like, but my ass is turned to you, so you're obviously, like, checking me out. And he was like, no, just sit down. But we also had to, like, sit in a circle and tell him about, like, personal issues that were happening with us. So he would, like, get intimately involved with, like, a boyfriend or whatever.
What?
The other thing was, he was like, hey, if you get a good grade or if you need some tutoring, like, come by my apartment or I'll take you out if you get a good grade. He'll take us out in his Nissan Z300 and, like, drive us around.
What?
But the crazy thing is, no joke, is he still works out at the same gym that I do.
Whoa.
What kind of car is he rocking now?
Okay.
Yeah. So, kind of iRock or
no
something?
Joke, it was like the creepiest thing. And to this day, he will be like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, sir, we've been out of high school.
He was like grooming them as high school students.
That's sick.
Ugh. Kathy?
Yeah.
Terrible teachers.
I was in third grade and I was pretty small. And I had a teacher named Miss Bottomley, but she should have been Miss Topoli because she had very large breasts. And she would lift them and put them on her desk. And one day I didn't get my books out fast enough. I could have been a troublemaker, I'm not sure. But she slapped me while she was saying, I said, get your books out now. And on the last slap, I went flying off my chair.
She slapped you on every syllable? Like, I said, get
I
your...
Told, yeah.
That's,
oh
yes, she did.
That's how that teacher banged my head on the beat
for real.
When they was
oh, he was like, "I told." Yes. Oh my god!
Yeah, 4 beat, four times.
That's when you got paddled in the principal's office.
That it's like they were. Thank you for the call, Kathy. Like they taught that. They're like, if you really want to drive your
husband,
hit them
on
the
each
syllables.
Syllable.
That is amazing, Jana.
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
Yes, a grade school teacher in my hometown, when kids were bad, she would lock them in a dog cage in the classroom.
A dog cage?
Yes. A big,
like a crate?
Wire mesh. Yeah, like a crate.
Holy.
I don't, oh my god!
I have less of a problem with that.
No, what? That's humiliating.
No, it was horrible. I mean, in front of all the kids in the classroom and in the corner of the classroom, if they were bad, they went in the dog.
I can see Steve doing the math in his head. Have your head pummeled against a wall to the beat or be in a dog cage.
There
I'm choosing
is.
Dog cage every time.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.